In New York last night, a collection of soon-to-be anointed millionaires was unveiled at the National Basketball Association draft of amateur basketball talent. Number one pick and recent high school graduate LeBron James strode to the podium in a perfectly tailored all-white suit. Watching from the audience in linen pants was sports writer Stefan Fatsis of the Wall Street Journal, who joins us now from our New York bureau. Stefan, tell us about the scene there last night in New York.
Well, I wasn't wearing diamond earrings like LeBron either. There were a couple thousand.
And that's a good thing.
I think so. There were a couple thousand fans watching this live, mostly fans of the New York Knicks. There's a set for ESPN, which was televising it live, a giant stage on which NBA Commissioner David Stern would come out every 5 minutes and announce the next pick. The players and their families were in a holding pen right below the stage. It's really a very exciting event because it's all about urgency and hope and expectation, all those things that sports are supposed to be about. And it's a great opportunity for fans to scream. A tradition at the draft is that fans of the Knicks yell for the general manager to be fired, no matter who he picks. And all the potential top picks are pretty resplendent in their outfits.
Yeah, well, LeBron James was making an aggressive fashion statement there with his all-white linen ensemble. Can an 18-year-old actually be the savior for the team?
Well, I don't think so, but that's the theme of the NBA draft these days. You don't draft players to be instant stars or even necessarily instant contributors. It's all about potential. LeBron is 18 years old. The second pick was an 18-year-old player from Serbia named Darko Milicic. The third player was a 19-year-old, Carmelo Anthony, who left Syracuse after 1 year. A college senior wasn't picked in the draft until number 7.
And a record 9 international players were selected in the draft. That furthers the increasing globalization of the NBA.
Yeah, a total of 21 foreign players were taken out of the 58 players drafted overall. Basketball's a world game, as anyone who watches the NBA knows, and it's very important to the league. They sold more than $400 million worth of merchandise last year overseas. Their games are shown in more than 200 countries now, and more foreign players are getting better and better and are qualified to play in the NBA. The search for talent is just bewildering. Scouts and spies all over the world for NBA teams. Pronouncing the names also is pretty bewildering. I was backstage during the draft with NBA Commissioner Stern, and he announces all of the first round picks, and every time he was handed a card bearing the name and pronunciation of the next pick, he winced. Whether it was Zoran Planinich or Zarko Kabarkapa or Ndudi Ebi, he really hated that one.
Oh my God, I see my future. One name the commissioner didn't have to say was Maciek Lampe. Did I get that right, Stefan?
You got it right.
He was the first pick of the second round of the draft. Now, you wrote a story in the Wall Street Journal yesterday about this 18-year-old native of Poland, and he turned out to be one of the more interesting stories.
Yeah, he did. He was raised in Sweden. He turned pro at 15, which European players often do. He's 7 feet tall. He can really shoot. 6 months ago, he was playing in the worst pro league in Spain. He got transferred to a better team. He did well. He got a little buzz, and suddenly he decided to try for the NBA. And he did real well in workouts for teams before the draft. But there's always one player every year that slips and slips in the draft, and this year it was him. ESPN's cameras periodically zoomed in on him sitting glumly in the holding area waiting for his name to be called.
But he was picked up in the second round.
He was. He was the first pick of the second round by the local team, the Knicks, and the fans were ready for it. They were screaming, "We want Lampe! We want Lampe!" right before it was their turn to pick, because everyone knew he was the last quality big guy out there. The fans had created hand-lettered signs with his name. The guy became an instant folk hero, only in New York.
Only in New York. Stefan, thank you very much.
Thanks, Michelle.
Stefan Fatsis covers sports and the business of sports for The Wall Street Journal.